This is Ozarks at Large. Time to take a look at the live music calendar to help us do that. Timothy Dennis, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Let's start with someone you've actually talked to in the past.
And that is?
Lawrence Juber.
Oh, guitarist extraordinaire.
Yes, he played with Wings, several other people. He's won Grammys galore. He's going to be at Sunrise Stage tomorrow, Friday night. That show is $27. It's from 7:30 to 10 p.m. If you can't make it to Sunrise Stage Friday night, he will also be playing at the Lyric Theater in Harrison Saturday.
He's played the Lyric at least once before. That's when I talked to him.
Right,
maybe
a couple years ago.
Yeah, he comes through here now.
If you want to go to that show in Harrison on Saturday, tickets for the show are $15 to $18 in advance, $20 at the door.
All right.
Also happening Friday night in Fayetteville, Mountain Sprout's going to be back at George's Majestic.
Their home away from home, or no, just their home,
yeah,
really.
That's kinda what I would call it.
Yeah.
Foot stomping, whiskey drinking, good time. That show is going to cost you $8 in advance, $10 a day of, and music gets underway at about 9:30. Also Friday night in Fayetteville, a couple of rock bands will be at Smoke and Barrel. Mirror Fields is an Americana roots rock band from Fort Collins.
Okay. Sword made of cobwebs and crystal, thistle of rage, something to say. It's nothing but trouble, trouble for days.
And the other band on the bill, Space for Lease, they're an indie rock band from Oklahoma City. That show will cost you $5 at the door, and it runs from about 9 o'clock to about midnight. Still Friday night, but over in Eureka Springs, Chelsea's is going to have kind of a blues rock show with a band called Nathan Bryce and Loaded Dice. I got some Lightning Hopkins too. Two speakers and a tape machine and a case of real good blues. Well, that's all I'll ever need to make me stop my shoes.
Nathan Bryce and Little Dice. I like that.
Good name. Good name. That show will get underway at about 9:30 and will run till about 12:30 over at Chelsea's in Eureka Springs. Now, let's move on to Saturday. I won't spend much time on this right now because we'll hear from Dylan Earl Friday. But he is back in town, going to have some homecoming shows this weekend, including at Smoke and Barrel Saturday night with Willie Carlisle. And also Daz and Bree will be in town from the Little Rock area.
And that's all on one show?
That's all one show, one bill. If you're not aware, Daz and Bree, they're a Little Rock-based soul and funk rock band. Tickets for that show are $5 at the door, and it gets underway at about 9 o'clock. Also Saturday night in Fayetteville, Backspace is going to have some indie hard rock bands, including Jess Harp, Whoopsie, and On the Water. We're winding around and round it so On the Water, they're from Philly. They dub their music Strange Folk.
Strange Folk.
Yeah, because they play folk instruments like mandolin, banjo, but it's kind of with a little bit of a twist.
Okay.
That show, Backspace, will run you $5 at the door, and music is supposed to start at about 10 o'clock. Still in Fayetteville, Saturday night, Dixon Street Pub is going to have a couple of Red Dirt artists from Springfield. Dan Conklin and Cody Jones, they'll play, and that show will be from about 8 to 11 o'clock Saturday night at Dixon Street Pub.
All right.
Then moving up north to Rogers, a duo called Harper and Lee will be at City Pump.
About Harper and Lee.
They are a husband and wife Americana duo. They mostly play in Arkansas and Iowa. That show at City Pump will be from about 6 to 8 p.m. Then still Saturday night, but over in Eureka Springs, Johai Kaffa, the duo, will be at Brews. They play traditional and world-styled music.
Okay.
That show will be from 7 to 10 o'clock at Brews. Then moving south to Alma, Jesse Dean and Company will be at Warren's Rec Room.
Walk on, walk on, till I reach my destination. Walk on, walk on, through the trouble I keep facing. A thunderhead wakes me from my bed.
Oh! That's a nice place.
It is a really nice place, and Jesse Dean is a great musician, yeah. Has a good band with him. That show will run you $5, and it's also from about 7 to 10 p.m. Moving on to Sunday, the annual Seven Hills Shelter Jam will be at George's in Fayetteville. It's going to feature bands including Ozark Howlers, Los Payos, the Don Kate Band, and Earl and Them.
Kind of a reunion of sorts.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of bands that have played together and around here for a long time for a good cause.
And proceeds from this show benefit operating costs at Seven Hills Homeless Center in Fayetteville. Tickets for that show are $10, and it lasts from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon to about 7 o'clock. And then finally, on Sunday night, there's going to be a show at Backspace that kind of mixes bummercore with folk Americana.
Okay.
So John Charles is a local. We've had him in the studio mm-hmm. before. He's on the bill. Also on the bill is a woman by the name of Kelly Hunt. She's a Kansas City area Americana singer-songwriter, and her voice is her primary instrument. But she accompanies herself either on tenor banjo or guitar. Really beautiful songs. That show has a $5 cover, and it's from about 9 o'clock till about midnight
and
Sunday.
That's Sunday night.
Sunday night.
All right. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you.
And feel the heart that beats for you, the heart that knows nervous, the heart that knows you most of all, the heart that loves you best, and that broken lobby goes marching on, and enders its love into a song. I'm flooded as a broken down